equal, but some are apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 365.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, and deceit of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 1st, 2014. We're in the third hour of the broadcast. Going to be taking your phone calls this hour. If you'd like to call in and join us, 1-800-313-9443. I'm going to ask everyone that calls in, let's see if we can keep it today to about maybe 4-5 minutes at the most so everyone can get on the line. I'm going to referee the phone calls just a little bit today and see if we can make this a little bit more of a pleasant experience. You know, I wanted to do this broadcast back in 2008 when I met Brian through Ron Paul Meetup. And I wanted to give people the opportunity to call in and share their opinions, information, news. And unfortunately, it digresses into a lot of times trying to referee the phone calls. I'm going to eliminate the third hour phone calls if we can't make it work. So with that said, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And Brian, we had a couple of phone calls, a couple of emails during the break. A lot of people, well, for one thing, with the Libertarian candidate, Sean Haw, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I meant to ask him. I think it's pretty close. But a lot of people completely unaware that we even had a third candidate. And what does that say?
Well, like you were talking about earlier, just the local media here, I mean, well, probably the entire state of North Carolina just absolutely saturated with Democrat and Republican.
Oh, you can't. If you're in North Carolina, I don't care where, go to eBay, go to Yahoo, go to Drudge Report, what have you. Get on the internet, go get a Kay Hagan, and then flip the page, go to a big box hardware store, whatever. When you're doing your Google search, you will get someone in the, and not only that, TV, every break.
And most of them, all they do is tell how bad the other one is.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But Kay Hagan, if you would get you a black pointed witch's hat and just set it firmly on top of your head, you'd have to look
and
down.
We were talking about earlier, we had interviewed her before she won for the first time last time in 2008,
yeah. 2008. When she was running for 2008. Well, you know, we asked her about her connection with the oil industry, owning a lot of stock in the oil industry at that time, and some parts of the interview I don't think was so much enjoyable for her, because those are questions that when they're interviewed by anyone else, they ask them the most softball questions. You've got no actual media in this country. That's why, you know, I know I sound like a broken record, even though there may be broadcasts you like and some you don't like, Republic Broadcasting is giving the opportunity for us to bring someone like the Libertarian candidate here from North Carolina and let him have his voice heard, where otherwise he's got very little platform. He only got to be in one debate. I don't know how many there were, but they successfully tried to malign any other candidates.
He got natured.
Yeah, remember when Fox News, fair and balanced, eliminated Ron Paul from the debate? Remember that? Yeah. I mean, this is nothing new. But North Carolina, the bootlicker state of the New World Order, makes it, they're so successful at eliminating, especially on the presidential level, any kind of a third party running because of the amount of signatures and the whole process. And it's all by design. They want you to have sellout trader A or sellout trader B. And when you have sellout trader A or sellout trader B, in the end, you end up sold out. Now, why that's so hard for the American people to come to grips with, I don't get any pleasure from saying it, promise you, but it's the fact.
Absolutely. I don't get it either, but it just never seems to change. They just eat it up. They love the lie, like you always go into. They're in love with the lie.
We're going to go to the phones. We have got Fred in Iowa and Frank in North Carolina. How are you doing today, Fred? Thanks for holding.
Pretty good. I don't think it'll take me 4 or 5 minutes, maybe 2. Don't Nader me, don't Ron Paul me. You said repeatedly to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different change is insanity, right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Give it to me.
Okay. Why in Christ's creation do we join the military to kill and maim and torture women and children in foreign countries that the ones that are not brainwashed, like we are in the States, want the same thing, life, liberty, a daily home and food? It is insanity, insanity, idiocy, stupidity to join the military and go over and kill women and children and then come back over here and your government, if you're whole, won't even take care of you. And if you're maimed or hurt or injured, won't take care of you. That is insanity. Don't join the military. Now, a candidate running for office can't press that issue because even a demagogue or a Republican would not have a chance. But all we can do is get it out on programs like RBN and website and the internet. Don't join the military. Don't kill women and children and in other countries. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, hold on for me, Fred. Fred, are you with me? Did you go?
Yes.
Stay with me, because I agree with you, and if you've listened to this broadcast before, you know that I have said time and time again to the youth listening, do not join the military. You see the results when we cover time and time and time and time and time again the treatment of our veterans. And I can't disagree with a single thing that you said there, sir.
Okay, Farron, bless your heart. I have almost given up on RBN because they are as delusional as almost the mainstream people. The callers and the listeners are to RBN are exceptional people, but they are still under delusion. Now, Clint Richardson and Tom Lacovara is the two main people that are getting out the bottom line message. And I haven't been listening much anymore. I come in February and was on the air all the time, and I have become disgusted. But Farron, what you just said, bless your heart, you have the courage, the integrity, and the guts to get it out. And unless you want to ask me another question, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You have a great day, sir. And if you'd like to join us today, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go back to the phones. We've got Frank in North Carolina. Frank, the break's going to be coming up, but I'm going to hold you through it. How you doing today, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for taking my call. I did try and call in last week, and I got kind of sidetracked at a ball game. I'm sorry I didn't answer if you went to my call. I wanted to listen, but I was just in a situation where I couldn't listen. I was listening in on the listen-in line, you know? But,
yes, sir.
I totally agree with what the gentleman said, and I'm a veteran myself, man. Do not join the military, and do not let anyone you know or have any influence over join the military if you can help it. It's not our military. There's nothing that makes me cringe more.
Frank, I apologize, Frank. Hold that thought. We're coming up on that break, and we'll hold you through the break, and then we'll get to it on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron and Brian in the studio. Back in a moment.
IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. I've got Frank from North Carolina on the line. Frank, you barely got started good before the break interrupted you there. You were telling us a little bit, you're a veteran. Continue with your thoughts, sir.
Yeah, I would just again reiterate, do not join the military. And if you have any power and influence over any teenagers in your family, or circle of, friends, extended family, don't let them join the military. If you have anything to say about it, it's not our military. You know, nothing makes me cringe more than when someone finds out that I was in the military and they say, oh, thank you for your service. Service to what? It was not service to the interest of my country or the citizens of my country. It was in service to a bunch of international bankers that have no loyalty to this country. And all these politicians out there, the Republicans and the Democrats, particularly, you know, after 9/11, they love to wrap themselves in the American flag and cry and say, oh, we care about our troops and they're our heroes and they're the ones out there over there fighting for our freedom. What a joke. I mean, that's absurd. Once you wake up and the veil is lifted off your eyes and you see how the world really works, it's a total joke. Now, the point I really called in about, I heard on Joyce's show the other day, a couple days ago, she said that Sweden, to officially recognize Palestine as its own sovereign state. And I'm just wondering if I could get your opinion, how long do you think it will be before we see a series of attacks by ISIS in Sweden?
Well, I can tell you this much. Any of the countries that try to recognize the Palestinians, support the Palestinians, you will see the powers that be, and of course the media demonize them to absolutely no end. And you know, something else you brought to mind, Frank, after 9/11, if everyone will think back, everything falls out of the memory hole. I'm guilty of that too. But if you think back to after 9/11 and the war with Iraq started in March of 2003, all of a sudden, all of your cans of Coke, all of your boxes of cereal, we could go down a whole long list, had pictures glorifying soldiers. It was warrior worship. And our politicians, they wrapped themselves in useless lip service about how we got to support the troops. But then, fast forward and look at the treatment that they will give the veterans when they return.
Remember the Freedom Fries?
Freedom Fries. And you know, the American people, and I hate to be so hard on the public, but they fall for that. They don't see through it. I don't know how many people have told me, I was in a debate on another radio station, my one and only appearance, where they said, you have to support the troops. No matter what, you have to support the troops. And I had to say, no, I do not have to support the troops when they're in another country. They're a foreign invader. They don't want us there, and they're killing women and children. I do not have to support that, and I don't. And that's very highly unpopular in this area, and I was told I would never be asked to come back for saying that.
I saw a little cartoon that showed back in Nazi Germany this woman saying, you know, I disagree with the Chancellor Hitler's positions, but I still support the stormtroopers.
Frank, tell us, you're a veteran. What is your thoughts? We've been covering this story today. A veteran, and it looks like accidentally, crosses the border into Mexico, lands in jail for 8 months. Mainstream media doesn't report anything. The Obama administration worried more about bringing millions of illegals in than going down and getting one of our very own citizens, a veteran, out of a hellhole prison in Mexico. I'd like to get your perspective on that, sir.
Well, I don't, for many years now, I do not take any story that is being covered by the mainstream media at face value. So I don't know exactly what all went on with that guy, but I do know one thing. The concern that our government has in the current form of Barack Obama and his administration and all the other politicians there in Washington, D.C., the concern that they have for this American citizen and the concern that they have for illegal aliens trying to do whatever they can to keep the border unsecure and get as many illegal aliens from wherever into this country, there is a stark contrast there, and you know they're up to no good.
Absolutely, and the ability for the mainstream media to focus news and information and indoctrinate the people. You know, Frank, you probably can... can comment on this. When you discuss these issues with people, or you attempt to, and they get that glossy-eyed look on their face, and then the only thing they respond is what they know from listening to Fox News or Lush Bimbo or whatever. That's the only thing they seem to be aware of. There's so many in this country that don't look into any other forms of media to see what's really going on. That's why back after 9/11, there was widespread support for the wars, because the media and, of course, the politicians, every time they spoke, Rumsfeld, Bush, Cheney, terrorists, 9/11, terrorists, 9/11, terrorists, Bin Laden, that's all they beat over the head. And it's really, for me personally, it was a window of insight into how successful the media and the politicians could drum up support for wars, when if anyone would take just a little bit of time and look into the events of 9/11, there was holes in that story you could drive a bus through, but you could not get the majority by far of the American people to see that. Your thoughts, sir, and we'll wrap her up, and I appreciate your phone call.
I think that's called cognitive dissonance, and it's a lot of people have never been exposed to any real truth. And I was one of those people, because I was fooled by 9/11. I think I told you the first time I called into your show a month or two ago that the thing that woke me up was that I kept hearing, like you said, every time Rumsfeld or anyone was on there on the media, they were constantly saying terror, 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 terror. They would incorporate that word into every paragraph of their speech, or you know, whatever they were reading from. And that's what woke me up. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm getting all these reports out of the main, not from the mainstream media, that all these people are coming across. Anyone that wants to come in is coming in unhindered. And yet I'm being told to be very afraid because there's Al-Qaeda behind every tree. But that's what first got me to looking up. And I would just say this. I know it's hard, but I call into a lot of mainstream talk radio shows where they don't put out any truth, because there are diamonds in the rough out there. All they need to know, they've never heard the truth. They've never been exposed to it. They don't know about it. Maybe they're too old to be on the internet, or maybe, of course, older people, you can have a hard time waking them up anyway, but, you know, maybe they're younger. Maybe they're home sick from school or something, or they're studying for a test in college and turn the radio on. You gotta call in. I don't hear anybody call in to the mainstream shows. They just call in and preach to the choir, and that's all they do.
Well, now, some of that, you know, and I'm sure you've probably thought of this, if you call in and get on to the Pawn Hannity show and you tell them you're going to bring up, you know, their screener, if you tell them you're going to bring up 9/11 or the Federal Reserve or something like that, you can be rest assured that you will never make it on. And for some reason, I've tried to call several times and say that I wanted to agree with something Sean Hannity said, and they still, I've never, ever, ever made it on any of those shows. And I tried there for several months, and it is an art
to getting in, but you might have more luck getting into your local radio show. That's primarily where I've had the best luck, but I don't know if I've done any good or not, but I've tried. No one can ever say that I did not try.
We're coming up on a break. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call. If you'd like to join us today, 1-800-313-9443. Back in a moment.
Percent of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 3657.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powders. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. If you'd like to join us today, 1-800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We got two segments left. And before we go back to the phone calls, Brian, I wanted to make mention to you and get your opinion. I mean, for me personally, since we first met in 2008, Ron Paul meetup, we done a lot of the End the Fed protests. We put on our own protests. We went to Bilderberg 2008, 2012. We really got involved in a lot of different activism, and the result of it for me personally was just a huge letdown. One, about the amount of people that wanted to get involved, the inability to really affect any kind of change. And also, I'll have to say, you know, I had a learning curve myself. I mean, my opinion since 2008 to today in 2014 on politics, on the government, on racism, has changed drastically. And it's, you're never done learning. I mean, you're never done learning. There were people in the so-called, I don't know what, I'll just call it the so-called movement that I supported in 2008, 2009 that I do not support now. I'll leave it all nameless. Everyone knows. But I wanted to find out from you, your perspective, I mean, how things change and then the whole, how, what we did until we got to where we're at now, which is, I'm completely jaded.
I am too, and it's certainly been an interesting journey. Look at how many interesting characters that we've met during this course of events.
A lot of them who have passed away.
A lot of them, yeah, you're right. There's a slew of them.
Jim Tucker. I mean, there's just quite a few. And it's for me, and I hope this is interesting to the audience, because you're never done learning, and your opinions from today till probably 3 years from now, well, they will change. I don't know how much more.
I mean, that's true of life in general.
But your thoughts on, you know, I was part of, this may be a surprise to some people, back in 2008, Ron Paul, I was caught up in that movement, and I really thought he had a really good chance. I was let down he didn't come to North Carolina and campaign more, since there were so many meetup groups. But now I had to throw in the towel on any inkling or possibility that we could ever affect change through the vote. Because how can you affect change through the vote when you're only given two options in most cases, and it's the same option?
And there was a tremendous amount of momentum behind Ron Paul there. It was really just a brief time, you could argue, and it just completely fizzled out.
And Rand Paul's not a pimple on Ron Paul's.
No, not at all.
No, I mean, we were talking about during the break, and we go back to calls, we'll get everyone's opinion, but when we first started, we interviewed Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul, and we had some Bernie Sanders. We had some people in those positions that at least...
A little bit of hope.
A little bit of good information.
The system.
They gave good information. But now, that has just... I mean, you mentioned Bernie Sanders to me earlier, and you kind of forget about him because you don't see him much, and he probably feels like such a loner. But we don't have any, and that's why, you know, when people talk about, well, you got to get out there and vote and this and that, you know, if you don't vote, you don't have a right to complain. Vote if you like. It's totally, I voted this year. I have not voted. I've complained the whole time, so I'm proof you can complain whether you vote or not. But the lack of voting on my part came from, you know, I had nothing to vote for. I had absolutely nothing to vote for. So when you have absolutely nothing to vote for, you feel like, what's the use? I mean, I knew in 2008 and I knew in 2012 that Obama was going in no matter what. The media had telegraphed that. I think in this area, me and you was probably the only ones that was saying months beforehand that Obama is going to be selected in November. In 2008, on election day, I was at a different radio station. I'd been asked to come in, and I told them Obama was going to win the election that day. And they all laughed. They all laughed and said, you're crazy. What do you know? Why would you even say that? And I told them the media telegraphed that, you know, months ago. And, of course, then you seen the result. But a lot of people...
And look at how brilliantly the media just orchestrated his win. I mean, they basically did it for him. The Messiah on the cover of all these magazines, the halo.
And they would show, remember this? They would show Obama, like in Germany, speaking to 80,000 people or something. And they'd show John McCain, and he'd be like at a hot dog stand with like 12 people or something, you know? So, I mean, it's not so much rocket science to be able to see through some of this. We're going to go back to the phones. We've got Renee on the line. Renee, how you doing today?
I'm doing okay. And Fred, I feel your pain. Please don't quit calling. You're one of my favorites. Hang in there. And thank you so much. You know, even though I'm pretty well informed and live in North Carolina, I had no clue about this libertarian candidate. I was not going to go vote. What's the point? So because you informed me of this guy this morning, I'm actually going to go vote. Now, the thing is, I'm glad people, you know, there are certain demographic groups that it's very welcome and has been for years to cut them down, but there are other demographic groups that it is taboo to cut down in this genre. I'm glad y'all have kind of been a little hard on the military this morning, because the truth is, what people have to realize is, and I care about those young men too, but the thing is, they have to realize that those old poots that are running this country, meeting in those rosewood paneled rooms, cannot go do that fighting and killing themselves. If you stop joining the military, if you quit taking those jobs, they have no power. you joining the military, the police, going along with all this for a paycheck, you are what is empowering them. And I want to point out for those people who think that because I have pointed out that some of the problem in this country is the WASP male, that I'm anti-male or something, because I've heard this come up on other shows. The thing is, I am thrilled to find out about this new libertarian candidate, and I'm going to vote for him, and he's a white man. But the thing is, some people are so tribal in their thinking that they don't want to see any of the bad in their own group, and they only want to see the bad in the groups that are different from them. This has to stop. We have to be honest, and the good white men are going to, like Fred and this libertarian candidate, are going to, and you are going to have to stand up against the bad ones who have ruined this country. That's what I'm trying to say. But some people just have this knee-jerk reaction thinking that I just must hate all white men, because I also want to point out, and the facts back me up. That's why people can't argue with my facts and they attack me personally, okay? Because the facts are with me. The majority of the robber barons were not Jewish. Some were, just like some on the train to Jekyll Island were Jewish. The most of the people on the train to Jekyll Island were WASP, and most of the robber barons were WASP. Okay? But see, in this demographic and genre, it is okay to cut down everybody else. But if you point out these facts, people have a hissy fit. And I'm sorry, I'm tired of the white men who act like 10-year-olds, okay? Making it harder for the good ones, because I know they're out there. Men like Fred, okay? It's like, and this man running for office. The thing is, they make it harder with that kind of clubby, good old boys attitude. They're actually holding this corrupt system together. And they make it harder for the good men who are willing, man enough to face these facts, to get anywhere.
We're coming up on a break here in about 1 minute, Renee, and we're going to come back with John in Tennessee. And I agree with you when we, you know, and it's a rare week where we don't get into Zionism and all that kind of stuff. It's more to it than just the Jews. There's complicit white Aryans involved in it. And I know that's something everybody loves to debate about it. And I'm glad to know, because I spoke to several people that did not know after Brian lined up the interview with Sean, that did not know that there was even a libertarian person running. So you've got a third option in this Senate vote. And that's how sad the situation is here. One, you know this guy has a very, 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 very limited budget. And two, radio stations, TV stations do their very best to malign him and give him no voice. We got about 40 seconds there. Yours, Renee. We're going to come back with John in Tennessee.
But even in this genre, you're the first person at the, here it is, we're close to the election thing, you're the first person that's told me about this guy. On other people, and I'm with Fred on this, and other people in this genre, I've been hearing stuff like, well, go vote for the Republicans because they're not as bad, and they have not informed me about this guy. So, you know, so the thing is, part of the blame is in alternative media. I never knew this guy. I watched his video during the commercial. This guy seems like a wonderful fella. I haven't heard a thing out of his mouth I disagreed with. I'm thrilled he's out there. I had no clue until you told me this morning.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Renee. Hopefully there's a lot of other people out there that we're making this aware, making them aware of this as well. Call in, join us. One more segment, 1-800-313-9443. We're coming up on a break, coming back with John in Tennessee. Stay with us.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, C-R-Y-P-T-O-N-Y-T-E.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385 Silver Hill, Alabama 3657.
On the alternative media, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. We've got John in Tennessee, then Blue coming up. John, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, Farron. Morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Well, okay. Brian said something, and I've got to respectfully disagree. Not to be cantankerous, but you said that the media actually helped to get Obama elected, and I've got to disagree. What the media did, Brian, is perpetrated a fraud to make this nation think that they really have anything to do with who the president is or how he becomes president. You know, for thousands of years, when nations around the world were given kings, they were literally anointed with oil and then appointed king. And that's what we see. We see people that I call it anointing and appointing a king. We call them a president, but basically they are a ruler, and depending on how good they are or how benevolent they are or how moral they are, they will limit or abuse their authority to rule by executive fiat, called the executive order. Now, back in 07 before Obama was elected, Perrin, I actually said, when he started running, I said to everyone I knew, there's your next president. They thought I was nuts. When he became president, I said, that's the last president this nation will ever have. And people said, John, you're nuts. In 2012, when he was reelected, same thing. They didn't think it would happen because he had destroyed this nation. So here we go. We're coming into 2016. And back then, they said, well, he's limited to two terms. How can he stay? You're telling me, John, he's going to stay. I said, well, that's what dictators do. They decide they like it. He's destroyed this country. He talked about a private military with as much power and funds and capabilities as what he called at a conference. You remember when he said, well, I was talking to my military yesterday. That blew my mind, Farron, because no president in the history of this country has ever referred to the military as my military. You know who calls the military their military? Dictators and kings. So this is it, folks. This is the last one. You may have an effect on local elections, possibly on state elections, but you have no effect presidential elections. You never have, and you never will. And the ones that don't go along with the program wind up with, like Kennedy or McKinley, or the attempts made on Andrew Jackson's life twice. That's what happens to presidents that are about taking care of this nation, living up to an oath.
And, John, from my perspective, back in 2008, just like what we were saying earlier, it was so successfully telegraphed what they were doing. And I think with the use of the media, it was conditioning the American people to accept this long before we ever, got to November, whatever it was that year, second or fourth or whenever the election was held. And I don't know in Tennessee where you're at. You can give me your opinion but here in North Carolina, no one thought Obama was going to be elected or going to be the next president. He actually wasn't elected. He was selected, but no one thought he was going to go in. In this area, everyone thought that John McCain was going to be the next president, and it baffled me that people were that deluded and unable to see what was happening right before their eyes. And this one right here, and I'll get your opinion on this, John, quickly, and then we'll go to Blue. It's just like 2006. Everyone's mad at the current administration. Everyone's mad at what's currently going on. They're going to rotate over to the other party, and then we'll be sitting here 6 months from now or a year. Nothing's going to change. They're not going to create jobs. Manufacturing's not going to start back booming. The deficit's not going to go down. They're not going to stop these wars of intervention around the world. They're not going to secure the border. Everything is just going to continue to worsen. It's just like it's worse now than it was a year ago. Your thoughts, well, John, and we'll give Blue a little bit of time.
Okay, if we go back to 2008, yeah, they were telegraphing, but they were doing more than that. These people, and it doesn't matter which side, if you're Republican or Democrat, they were using some terms that were very interesting. Richardson was called the Judas goat or Judas, and Hillary Clinton was called the whore, and they were using biblical terms with an ungodly Democrat electoral process, where you had people at CNN calling Obama the Messiah, and you had it was all over your face. I don't even know, Farron, that they knew what they were saying, but if we had ears and we were able to hear, and we understand words. John McCain, his name literally means John, son of Cain. And then you had Herman Cain, which means war man Cain, was running. Sarah Palin, Barack Obama. Barack was called the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh's right-hand man's name was Joe Biden. It's biblical in the effect, and even Christians weren't hearing it.
Let me get, we've got about 4 minutes left. Let me try to get Blue on real quick. Okay, John?
Yep, bye.
We're going to go to Blue. Blue, how you doing today? We've got about 4 minutes. They're all yours.
Hey, Farron. Just real quickly, I have to say this, and please forgive me for saying it. Renee, I throw down my Appleseed Challenge coin to you. Will you please come to a table and stop complaining? All right? that you come to this table with a solution, do not call back into the show because you are wasting my time. Thank you very much. Okay, based upon that, no, one of the reasons that you do not see any independent or a third party on any debate is because of the League of Women Voters. And I know this because I was part of the League of Women Voters. What they base this off of, and this is nationwide, is how many offices that are satellite locations that you hold. They did not factor in, and they still have not factored in, Facebook as being a social medium, a.k.a. a satellite location. So therefore, they get the right to say, oh no, you can't be included, because during the 2010 vote for our governor, we only had two people that were present on stage at every debate. It was a Democrat, and that was a Republican, because they held the satellite locations. They could afford to do it. There was the money. Therefore, the League of Women Voters, they acknowledged that, and the majority of your debates are set up by the League of Women Voters.
I did not know that. I didn't know the debates in every state are set up by the League of Women Voters.
It's very, in my state it is, but it's highly influenced in other states.
But I just, like, some of the debates here, like I know, now this is not on the Senate level, but I know on the congressional level in this district, I think it was WXII set up a debate, but now I don't think there was, I don't know if there's even a Libertarian candidate running in that one, but that's Virginia Fox, and I forget the gentleman's name that's running against her, but, interested. I did not know that. We got about 2 minutes. They're yours. Anything else you'd like to have?
Well, we had 16 candidates on the ballot for governor, and only two got time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that right there, Blue, that is exactly, you know, to me, and I'll get your opinion quick, freedom, I wouldn't care if for Senate of North Carolina or our 5th District in Congress, I wouldn't care if there were 25 on the debate. It wouldn't be freedom for me to go in these, but
Smart Alexander. Senator, he will not debate. He absolutely voted. Everybody's on representing because he didn't.
He can get reelected without even having debates.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he doesn't even have any signs up. That's how sure he's going to get reelected. Alexander finally came around, and I've seen about 10 signs for Alexander.
Well, you know, they get in office, these career politicians, they get in bed with the corporations and the banks, and you can't hardly root them out because they've got all the money, they've got the media, and that's part of the sickness, the cancer, the stench of the decay of this society gags me at times. And that's one of the problems, right? The career politicians. I'll give you the last word. We've only got a few seconds.
All right. The one thing, the first generation, they earn the money. The second generation, they blow the money. The third generation, they screw it up. And you can look at Duncan. His daddy was elected. And Duncan took office. John Duncan Jr. And then his son just got arrested and was booked because of taking bribes, essentially.
Thanks so much. We're out of time. Thanks for calling in, and we'll do it again next week. Brian, glad to have you in today. It was great to have Sean Ha on. You can Google it if you'd like to look at his website.
You can also see Sean Ha on Facebook. Sean Ha, Libertarian for U.S. Senator from North Carolina.
And the website's alternativemedia.org.